Hello everybody, this is Excalibur of Excalibur's Own Gaming, and this is the FLGS News and Events Program for the week of November 17th, 2014. On this show, we cover the news and events for the FLGSs located in the Richmond, Virginia area. In alphabetical order, the stores we cover are Bardic Tales in Hopewell, Battlegrounds in Midlothian, Collector's Heaven in Richmond, Dragon's Den in Glen Allen, Hobbytown USA in Henrico, One-Eyed Jacks in Carytown, Richmond Comics in Midlothian, and the Time Capsule in Hopewell. It's time to go over the schedule for the next week. As always, if I don't have an event calendar, I cannot report on the schedule for a given store. On Monday, November 17th, Bardic Tales has D&D Next Arcadia at 6. Battlegrounds has Magic the Gathering Draft at 7. Dragon's Den has War Machine Journeyman League all week from 12 to 6. Star Wars X-Wing Galactic Imbalance at 6, and Modern Monday at 7. Hobbytown USA has Open Gaming all week long. Richmond Comics has Video Game Night from 5 to 11. On Tuesday, November 18th, Battlegrounds has Standard Win a Box at 7. Dragon's Den has Indie Game Night at 5. Dual School Netrunner at 5. Netrunner Night at 5. Pathfinder Adventure Card Game Organized Play at 6, and Dragon's Den Pokemon League at 6. Hobbytown USA has Kill Team Tuesday at 6. On Wednesday, November 19th, Bardic Tales has D&D Encounters at 6. Dragon's Den has Dual School Magic Judging at 5. Star Trek Attack Wing Resistance is Feudal at 6, and a Magic Draft at 6:30. One-Eyed Jacks has Magic the Gathering Grand Prix Trial Baltimore at 7. Richmond Comics has D&D Encounters at 6:30. And Movie Night, Guardians of the Galaxy, at 7 o'clock. The Time Capsule has Magic Gathering Standard Win a Box at 7. Thursday, November 20th, Bardic Tales has Lost Boys 100 Years Later at 6. Dragon's Den has D&D for Intermediate and Advanced at 5, The Academy at 5, and Warhammer 40K Thursday Night Fights. Hobbytown USA has Paint Club with Instruction by Chris at 6 to 8. Richmond Comics has Pokemon League at 5, Tribal EDH League at 6, and Pathfinder Adventure Card Game Organized Play at 6. On Friday, November 21st, Bardic Tales has Friday Night Standard Magic and Draft at 7. Battlegrounds has Friday Night Magic Standard at 7:30 and Friday Night Magic Draft at 8. Dragon's Den has Open Gaming starting at 2 o'clock and Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft at 7. Hobbytown USA has a tentative board games at 8 o'clock. Please check with Hobbytown USA at that time. It could be held at Richmond Comics. Richmond Comics has Friday Night Magic at 7 and Friday Night Magic Standard at 7:30 and possibly board games starting at 8. The Time Capsule has Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft at 7:30. On Saturday, November 22nd, Bardic Tales has Pokemon League at 12, the One Ring RPG and Age and Dream Dove Campaign at 2, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Free Play starting at 3:30. Dragon's Den has D&D for Beginners starting at 2. One-Eyed Jacks has Star Wars X-Wing and Star Trek Attack Wing Casual Play starting at 1. Richmond Comics has Heroclix at 12 and Magic the Gathering Modern at 3. On Sunday, November 23rd, Bardic Tales has Sherman's Campaign at 1:30. Battlegrounds has a Magic the Gathering Draft at 2. Dragon's Den has Pathfinder Society from 12 to 6 and a My Little Pony Tournament at 2. One-Eyed Jacks has Star Trek Attack Wing Resistance is Feudal Month 2 at 2. Richmond Comics has Malifaux at 12 and Pokemon League at 12. And the Time Capsule has Magic the Gathering Rotating Format Event, usually Draft, starting at 2. This has been the FLGS News and Events Program for the week of November 17th, 2014, and is presented by Excalibur Zone Gaming. We cover the FLGSs of the Richmond, Virginia area. Contact information for each store can be found in the description of this video. If we've missed a game store that is based in the RVA area, please give a comment below so that we can contact the store for their schedule of events. This program is a free service celebrating the game stores of the Richmond, Virginia area. Excalibur Zone Gaming does not receive any compensation for providing the information we talk about. It is a thank you to our RVA FLGSs for all that they do for us gamers and the community they are a part of. We are, however, open to donations and sponsorship if you wish to help with the production costs and improvements. Financial contributions can be made at www.patreon.com/excaliburzone, where you can make a one-time or monthly recurring donation to help support this program and others released on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. Please be aware that after fees and taxes, one half of the remaining net amount will be donated to charity. You will not only be supporting Excalibur Zone Gaming, but you will also be supporting many others who are in need of financial support. If you wish to make a non-financial donation, we do accept sponsored giveaways hosted on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. We use giveaways to increase our subscriber counts and to get games into people's hands. A requirement of all sponsored giveaways is for the contestant to subscribe to the donor's social media accounts. However, anonymous donations are also accepted. If you still wish to donate but can neither do so monetarily nor with product, please donate a few cans of food to your local food bank. The intro and outro theme is Spring in My Step by Silent Partner, courtesy of the YouTube Audio Library. Until next time, enjoy playing games. Support your FLGSs. Please like, favorite, and subscribe. It really helps me to know that people are enjoying my broadcasts. Also, please take a moment and visit my Patreon page. Your support is greatly appreciated. As always, this is Excalibur, and I am out.